Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, April 15th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of science news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Vicore Medical releases financial results for the year ended December 31st, 2024. Vicore Medical Inc. announced financial results for the year ended December 31st, 2024. The Vicore Medical division saw a 10% revenue increase over 2023, driven by U.S. hospital sales growth of 17%. Gross margins remained strong at around 90%. In 2024, 8 new studies on the ViewSight Brain Access System were published, showcasing its effectiveness in glioma and colloid cyst procedures. The company engaged Maxim Group LLC to accelerate growth through strategic acquisitions and partnerships. For the year ended December 31, 2024, Vicore reported revenue of $1,509,324, with Vicore Medical generating $1,515,744. Non-GAAP cash operating expenses were $1,340,967, with a non-GAAP operating profit of $81,548. The company is focused on providing innovative surgical and therapeutic solutions to improve patient outcomes.
CVD researcher clinician named Editor-in-Chief of Circulation, Genomic and Precision Medicine, Hamad MD, PhD Faka, is the new Editor-in-Chief of Circulation, Genomic and Precision Medicine, a journal published by the American Heart Association. Hamad, the founding director of the Cardiovascular Genomics Program at the University of Iowa, takes over from Kiran Musunuru, MD, PhD, MPH. Hamad's expertise in cardiology and cardiovascular genomics will guide the journal to new heights. He plans to include studies on implementation science, community-engaged research, and equitable health. Hamad's goals include broadening collaboration in cardiovascular science, involving underrepresented professionals, and incorporating patient perspectives. Circulation. Genomic and precision medicine focuses on genetic and genomic advances in cardiovascular biology and disease. Hamad's appointment reflects the association's commitment to advancing scientific dialogue and discovery.
Mining news breaks. Foremost Clean Energy Limited, NASDAQ, FMST, launches airborne survey at Athabasca Basin uranium property. Foremost Clean Energy Limited, an emerging uranium and lithium exploration company, has launched an airborne geophysical survey over its CLK uranium property in northern Saskatchewan's Athabasca Basin. The survey aims to refine subsurface mapping and identify deep conductive trends associated with uranium mineralization. Results will guide a planned 2,000-meter drilling program in Q3 2025. Foremost holds an option to acquire up to a 70% interest in the CLK property from Denison Mines Corp. With interests in 10 prospective properties spanning over 330,000 acres, Foremost is positioned to capitalize on the growing demand for uranium and support the world's energy transition goals.
Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp. CSAU, OTCQB ESAUF, advances toward production with Q3 gold-silver timeline at Montauban. ES Gold Corp. is making strides towards production at its Montauban project in Quebec, with a Q3 2025 target for first gold and silver production. A recent corporate update highlighted progress, including the completion of a $3.4 million private placement and the start of the construction phase for the mill circuit. A successful ambient noise tomography survey has exceeded expectations, supporting a 3D geological model. The company also announced the discovery of rhodonite and identified similarities to Australia's Broken Hill deposit, indicating significant exploration potential. ES Gold is working on an updated PEA and grant application strategy as it advances its projects towards production and feasibility, emphasizing sustainable resource recovery and exploration.
New blood test shows potential in revolutionizing early Parkinson's detection. A team of researchers has developed a cost-effective and simple blood test with the potential to detect Parkinson's disease years before symptoms manifest, as reported in the Nature Aging Journal. If this test becomes a reliable diagnostic tool for Parkinson's disease and is commercialized, there may be an opportunity for approved Parkinson's medications from entities like Clene Inc., NASDAQ CLNN, to be prescribed early. For the latest news on Clene Inc., NASDAQ CLNN, visit the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on developments in the biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, offering access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. Learn more at biomedwire.com.
Mining news breaks. Aloro Resources Limited, ELOOTERRF, reports strong tin silver results, expands drilling at Iska. Aloro Resources Ltd. QM announced strong tin silver results from its drilling program at the Iska project in Bolivia. Assays from the 10-hole program showed significant silver tin mineralization, with highlights including 129.57 grams per ton of silver over 52.5 meters. Aloro also appointed Colin Belshaw as Vice President Mining and retained CPM Group for advisory services. The results support future resource upgrades and will guide the next phase of drilling. Aloro, an exploration and mine development company, has a portfolio of properties in Bolivia, Peru, and Quebec, including the Iska property and the La Victoria Gold-Silver project. For more information, visit alororesources.com.
NutriBand Inc., NTRB, is one to watch. NutriBand Inc., listed on NASDAQ under the ticker NTRB, is making waves with its Aversa technology. This innovative technology aims to enhance the safety of transdermal drugs like fentanyl, making them less susceptible to abuse while ensuring accessibility for patients. NutriBand has secured a strong intellectual property portfolio for Aversa, with patents granted in multiple countries. The company recently closed an $8.4 million financing round to support the development of Aversa fentanyl. In addition, NutriBand has entered into an exclusive partnership with Condeva Drug Delivery to bring Aversa fentanyl to market. Stay tuned for more updates on this exciting development in the pharmaceutical industry.
Biomed news breaks. Sologenix Inc., NASDAQ, SNGX, announces positive data, continued advancement of Hybrite TM. Sologenix Inc., a late-stage biopharmaceutical company, has announced positive interim results from an ongoing study evaluating extended Hybrite treatment for patients with early-stage cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. CEO Christopher J. Schaber expressed satisfaction with the study results, noting the therapy's strong treatment response by week 18. The company plans to advance enrollment in a confirmatory Phase 3 study. Sologenix is focused on developing products for rare diseases with unmet medical needs, including Hybrite as a potential treatment for CTCL, utilizing safe, visible light. For more information, visit the Sologenix website. Mining news breaks. Platinum Group Metals Ltd., NYSE American PLG, TSX PTM, advances Waterberg Mine toward development decision. Platinum Group Metals Ltd. reported financial results for the 6 months ended February 28, 2025, and reaffirmed its commitment to advancing the Waterberg project in South Africa. Waterberg is planned as a fully mechanized underground mine, set to be one of the world's largest and lowest cost PGM operations. The company aims to secure construction financing and concentrate offtake agreements. Additionally, Platinum Group Metals continues R&D through Lion Battery Technologies, exploring platinum and palladium use in lithium batteries with partners like Anglo American Platinum and Florida International University. Investor news breaks. ADTX advances autoimmune therapy following positive Mayo Clinic study on ADI-100. ADXT Inc., traded on NASDAQ under the symbol ADTX, has made significant progress in advancing its autoimmune therapy with the positive results of a Mayo Clinic-led study on ADI-100. The study confirmed ADI-100's ability to induce immune tolerance to glutamic acid decarboxylase, a key trigger in autoimmune conditions like type 1 diabetes and stiff person syndrome. The therapy did not enhance harmful immune activity, but instead promoted antigen-specific suppression through tolerogenic dendritic cells. With GMP manufacturing completed and regulatory filings planned for the second half of 2025 in the US and Germany, upcoming clinical trials are on the horizon. Adicht operates as an innovation platform focused on accelerating health innovations with multiple programs in immune health, precision health, public health, and women's health. The company has entered into agreements with Apeli Therapeutics Inc. and Evofem to advance its mission of developing innovative health solutions to address urgent challenges.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.